8:07 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Phone number, text line, 343-0106, 343-0106. Check in with Quinn Hillier in just a second. This segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. Who amongst us doesn't want less stress in our life? Well, if high-interest credit card bills are adding to your stress, here's the solution, folks. Pay off your credit card balances and save money with a credit card consolidation loan from the folks at Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the national average that's over 20% APR now. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. And the online application is quick and easy. You can apply right from your phone, and you can even get your money the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount. Now, the only way to get the discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. So their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. My last name, S-U-L-L-I-V as in Victor, A-N. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. And offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, so the author of the trilogy, Matt Jones trilogy, also the man behind, oddly enough, QuinnHillier.com. Mm. So read his work in the Washington Examiner, ladies and gentlemen, Quinn Hillier. Hey, man. There we go. I had to press the right button. There we go. Hey, Quinn.
Hello.
Hello. All right, of course, the big story today and yesterday in international news, and one you're talking about as well, pullback in Syria, northeastern Syria specifically, as the president says, the remaining U.S. troops out of there, and the Turks are talking about coming on in.
And who knew that Donald Trump knew how to unify the entire or 90% of the American political world? Amazing. He has unified right, left, center, basically everybody but your hero, Rand Paul, against him on this issue. This is from America First standpoint, from a strategic standpoint, from a humane standpoint, this is a horrible, horrible move that Trump has made, and that's why not even his lickspittle defenders like Lindsey Graham are on board with him on this. They're all saying he's wrong. They are right. He is wrong. This is outrageous.
Okay, let's talk about this, because it was interesting yesterday, because it puts me at a weird place. Like, yes, I about 85% of the time I line up with Rand Paul, I guess, if as much as I line up with anybody else politically. But I will say that this has given me pause, and part of it I realize is emotional reaction, because I got a thing for the Kurds. I got a thing for people that in that region of the planet that have been pretty darn reliable. And as you know, I have my theories of what should have happened, and we should have carved off the northern portion of Iraq and give it to the Kurds. But in this case, we're talking about, like, the idea, and President Trump campaigned on this, and I liked it. Yes, people like me and Rand Paul liked the idea of getting the United States out of all these foreign entanglements. But in this specific case, it feels like we're up and leaving the Kurds without a parachute there. I got to say that I'm bothered by this. I'll have to agree with you.
Well, thank you for agreeing.
And you're
absolutely right, because this is not one of those foreign entanglements of the type that you and others maybe rightly worry about. This is a case where we have fewer than 1,000 Americans.
Yep, that was a report, 1,000.
We have lost five Americans in combat since Trump took over there, which is five too many.
Right. I was waiting for you to say that, because, I mean, that's each five of those soldiers has a family.
Five of those soldiers has a family, but compared to what they are doing for us, for losing those five families, the Kurds have been out there losing hundreds in order to destroy 95% of ISIS's caliphate. We have not eliminated them, but we've knocked them out of 95% of the territory they hold, and that has saved Lord knows how many thousands and thousands of our lives and other lives worldwide, probably because of what ISIS was doing back in 2014 compared to what they can do now. Get this. There are some 10,000 ISIS fighters and about 60,000 family members who are in prison camps controlled by the Kurds. When Turkey comes in and slaughters the Kurds, Turkey ain't gonna keep those ISIS fighters. Turkey, under Erdogan, is Islamist. They are not really all that interested in the way some of the other states over there. They're not as interested in going out of their way to keep ISIS down.
Yeah, but I mean, I got to argue this, that other Islamic states aren't crazy about ISIS either, right? Iran's not crazy about ISIS. Obviously, Syria, not crazy about ISIS. So why does it make you think that Turkey, being Islamic, is going to say, y'all are fine? I mean, because
Islamist,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. And so Islamist by nature, and this caliphate, and I'm arguing against my point, but I got to talk about truth. ISIS wants to overtopple all the nations there. They want this caliphate. So Turkey would be in their crosshairs as well.
Well, the Examiner is about to have a piece come up today about Erdogan actually having ties with ISIS. And either way, if Turkey is overrunning the Kurds, you think Turkey's going to get in there fast enough to have the Kurds just hand over the keys to the prison?
No, okay, that's fine. That is a scenario that could happen because of the battle. But saying that, as much as I'm on the Kurds' side on this, but to say that Erdogan would come in and say, all you ISIS folks are free, y'all go get back on the battlefield.
No. What I'm saying is they're not going to care as much about making sure that going out of their way to make sure that they are still locked up. They're out to slaughter the Kurds, and if the ISIS people get away, well, the ISIS people get away. I'm not saying that they're going to walk in and say, "Oh, go form your caliphate again."
Okay.
But this is what people are missing is the Kurds have fought and suffered and sacrificed for the benefit of the entire world by destroying 95% of ISIS's caliphate. They did it but they would not have done it without its technological and logistical and strategic support. And air support. So we are getting huge bang for the buck. This is exactly the kind of thing Trump said we should do, is let other people do the fighting while we, if necessary, provide them, assistance of the sort that only we can offer. That's exactly what we're doing, and yet Trump is pulling out. It is incredibly short-sighted. It went against the entire Pentagon and the entire State Department and the entire intelligence department telling him otherwise. He apparently blindsided his own generals and his own Pentagon staff. This is rash, impetuous, and stupid.
Quinn, the president tweeting this morning that although we are pulling the troops out, that we're still providing for the Kurds financially and with weapons. But my question is, if we don't pull these troops out, what's the end game? I mean, we've been fighting in the Middle East for decades now. Are we just going to stay there until all the prisoners die of old age, or what are we doing?
I would keep 400 or 500 Americans there forever, just like we have tens of thousands of Americans throughout the world, in Germany and in Japan and in South Korea and in other places. Yeah, to keep 400 to 500 Americans there to provide logistical support, to provide the technology that the Kurds don't have, in order to keep a terrorist safe haven from forming? Gosh, yes, especially if we're not in the front lines fighting. I mean, that is a remarkable bang for the buck. But to answer your question, if all those ISIS prisoners are finally, you know, finally disposed of, and if ISIS, instead of having, you know, controlling land that's like 7 miles by 7 miles, if they control no land, well, then yeah, sure, we can pull them out. But in the meantime, 400 to 500 Americans, God, absolutely, sign us up.
All right, Quinn, we'll come right back. More with Quinn Hillier. Talk about the Mad Jones trilogy available over at Amazon. Talk a little more about this, and then what Republicans, I guess, nationally, and the Alabama Senate candidates, what Quinn thinks they should know and be aware of. We'll talk about that when we come back. Right, 822 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, Tuesday style. Talking with Quinn Hillier, quinnhillier.com. Also, if somebody wants to pick up the Mad Jones trilogy, how they do it?
Amazon.com.
All right, so on there, shopping for a variety of items. You can put that in the shopping cart as well. All right, Quinn, I want to get to second part of our discussion this morning and more that can be read in the Washington Examiner. As you talk about conservatives, Republicans maybe need to remember Watergate. You said hedge your bets. Explain all this to us.
Okay, well, usually I'm not an advocate of politicians playing both sides and hedging their bets. But when you have a possible impeachment inquiry, they are required to act in a quasi-jury or quasi-judicial mode. And to so first of all, just from a standpoint of what they should do in terms of their own conscience, is they should hedge their bets. They should say, like Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska is, let's wait for the facts to come out, and then, you know, and then decide. But if you set aside conscience and you set aside propriety and you set aside, you know, doing the right thing because that's your actual job, because apparently that's what politicians do these days, is they set all those things aside, then from just a purely political standpoint, they should hedge their bets, because this is a serious matter, and there are facts still coming out. There are obviously facts still coming out, and they could end up like the Republicans were in 1973, the first year of the Watergate thing, where they went nuts defending Nixon, and they ended up getting proven wrong, and facts came out that showed Nixon was guilty, and Republicans got slaughtered politically nationwide in 1974. So self-preservation alone should say, okay, we can offer maybe some mild defenses of Trump. I don't think he did it. But to go any farther than that is to put themselves out on a limb that could easily be sawed off behind them. And whatever else you think about Trump, it's just stupid.
Okay. Quinn, let's look at it this way, that if you talk about Watergate, you talk about Nixon. Nixon didn't have the control of the Republican Party that I think President Trump does. And
what?
Let me finish. I'm going to finish here. And with that being said, the constituents and the support for President Trump, if those senators and those House members, those Republicans, conservatives, don't stand up for President Trump with what the supporters of President Trump feel like is a witch hunt and an attack and a constant attack on the president, then they're not doing their job to their constituents, the people that put them in office.
There is a famous quote, and I only have the paraphrase, that we owe our constituents our judgment as well as our obeisance. Their job is not just to be purely representative, otherwise constituents would just press
right.
a button. Okay, they are delegates too. But again, that which appears to be what the constituents want now might not be what constituents want later if the facts come out otherwise. And we learned, the point is, that was the exact idea that Republicans had in 1973 under Nixon. And everybody says, oh, under Nixon, Republicans stood up and Howard Baker asked the right question, and Barry Goldwater went and told him to resign. No, that was way late in the process in 1974. In 1973, they were all falling all over themselves defending Nixon, and you know what? They ended up with egg on their face. And here's what we know. We know that Trump went into a gray area, a very serious gray area. We know that his own conversation sort of hinted at a quid pro quo. I mean, as soon as the Ukrainian leader said defense, Trump said the very next words were, I have a favor to ask you. We know that his own appointees, because we have the texts, interpreted it as a quid pro quo.
No, but he said specifically in the text.
And we know that there is at least a second whistleblower and reportedly many more whistleblowers to come. So we know there are more facts to come out, and we know there is a reasonable chance, maybe 25% chance, that when those other facts come out, they're going to show an absolute explicit quid pro quo.
Okay.
We know that that is a possibility, so what they should do is say, let's not get too far out on a limb, let's wait and see what these other people have to say so we don't look like idiots.
Okay, first of all, and I'm going to turn around and play devil's advocate here for a second. First of all, this is actually just factual. Sondland, and you're talking about the text, they're saying no quid pro quo. They're saying they're saying specifically the president
didn't
win.
I'm talking about Taylor.
Okay,
Taylor,
I'm talking about Sondland,
who is the Trump appointee who twice said it is crazy.
And then Sondland said the president doesn't want quid pro quo.
Yeah. The second time, Sondland said he doesn't want quid pro quo. Let's talk about this on the phone. The first time that Taylor said it looks, without using the words quid pro quo, it looks like the words quid pro quo, the immediate response is, call me. So the fact of the matter is that Trump's own appointee certainly interpreted it as a quid pro quo, and that rather than arguing with him on text, Sondland said twice, call me, as if this is too sensitive for us to actually text about.
Okay, and so let's move to the second point here, that there's many more whistleblowers to come, you said, and more information. I think supporters of the president go, okay, here we go, just throw whatever at it. But let's just talk pragmatically. If you were going to bring an allegation, you're going to try to move to impeachment, wouldn't you bring your best punch first? Why would you do this and not so if these other whistleblowers are supposed to be, that'll be the one, why wouldn't they be the leadoff batter?
You act as if, and this is a mistake 99% of the public makes.
Good, I mean, good company.
They act as if this is an orchestrated, that there's one person out there or a group of two or three that are planning this whole thing. That's not how this works. You had one whistleblower who said that he got this from multiple sources. He was brave enough to come forward. Or he was foolhardy enough or dishonest. You know, he came forward. Other stuff is coming out. Now other whistleblowers acting independently on their own have said, well, yes, this is indeed what we saw. So they are coming forward. Nobody is orchestrating this.
Really?
Steve Bannon came out. Steve Bannon, the guy who basically invented the idea of a deep state, he came out last week. Or he was quoted coming out saying that the deep state, meaning a secret, hidden cabal, a vast left-wing conspiracy, he said it's for nutcases. There is no... That's not how things work. There is not some Illuminati group out there pulling the string.
There we go. Quinn, I got to leave it there at that because we got the news coming up. People want to check out more Quinn. Oh, he hung... He hung up. That's the
angry.
First time he's ever hung up on me.
Might have had an appointment.
Right. Hung up on me.
FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Let's head to McConnell Automotive, where we'll talk to Louie Arata. Hey, Louie.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, man, just making it along on this Tuesday. Tell me, what's happening at McConnell Automotive? What's good on the lot right now?
We've got, the best thing is, you know, the 2020 diesel three-quarter ton are coming out now, and we are getting some nice trades. If anybody needs low mileage, certified GM or Ford diesels, just come on by and see us. We got plenty of the used ones on the used car lot. Don't forget, you got 0% still going on Yukons, and have a few certified Yukons, low mileage on our used car lot. Just come on by and see us. Looks like it's going to be a great day today. Not going to be hot. We'll be out there. We're going to try to put some balloons out and have a good day today.
Hey, and not only is McConnell Automotive the best place to buy a new or used vehicle, you also buy them from the customer. How do you get that done?
That's right. That's right. All you got to do is call Gene Stuckey or I. Give us the VIN and the miles, and we'll give you a price right over the phone.
Hey, that's some good stuff, Louie. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Louie Arata. You can check him out online, McConnellAutomotive.com, or go see him in person, McConnell Automotive, Dauphin Street, just east of I-65.
All right, text line, phone line, 343-0106, 343-0106. You can check in here. I guess this is going to eat up the rest of the hour, as much as I want to talk about them trying to move Halloween again. It's the yearly push. By the way, it is our online opinion poll question. That it's like the, it's the, what is it? It's the association. What? It's
costume.
It's a people that are in the business of
Halloween and Costume Association.
Halloween and Costume Association.
HACA.
That's right. I should have remembered the acronym. HACA, pushing for, once again, Halloween being the last Saturday in October instead of being the 31st. Like, just disregarding the fact that it's All Hallows Eve, the day before All Souls Day. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I always see mamas upset mostly about this, and good for them. You know, they do a lot of, they do most of the work with the kids in the Halloween costumes, not all the time, but a lot of the time, and then they're normally the ones that have to get them up the next morning and go off to school. So I understand
it's
that
once a year, man.
It is once a year, but this argument, I picture it, you know, someone that shows up in front of city council that has a problem, but like really no one else in the area has that same problem, and they've spent a lot of time thinking about it and get into the weeds in their argument, and they're just sitting there kind of annoying everyone. You start to see a couple council members fall asleep. That's what this argument sounds like to me, the move Halloween to the Saturday at the end of the month.
If you want to engage in that, it is the online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. All right, to the phones. And Guy on the Bayway up first. Hey, man.
Hey, wow. I have been listening to Quinn for a long time. I had no idea he had joined two new clubs, Rhinos and Illuminati. I mean, how do you, you've got a transcript of a phone call, and I want to be a whistleblower and say, I heard that too. That's
right.
Crazy.
It's not even at the essence of what's alleged here or what is impeachable. My question would be, it's just like a regular person question. If I was coming at you and I'm trying to knock you out, I'd lead with my best punch first. I mean, that's...
I agree with you. And but listening to Quinn, it's like he needs to run over to MSNBC. Wow, he's really all about... it sounds like he's all on board with the president, and we've seen the transcript, did some things that are impeachable. That's hard to believe of Quinn.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. And part of what Quinn's saying, I understand, is I even talked about it with Ben Sass. There may be more information. There may be more things. There may be more things about Dalton that I don't know that would come out one day. But, I mean, so I can't say that there's not. But upon the information we have now, I see it the same way you do, Guy. But to say there's never going to be any information, I don't know that. But as it stands right now, I think you're looking at, he will be impeached by the House because of politics, but you're not looking at something that the senators, the Republican senators, are going to vote to remove him. It doesn't go anywhere.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. And I don't know, it's wild to hear these new terms like whistleblower. Whistleblower was probably on the news last night until I turned it off 300 times. I mean, get over it.
Thank you, Guy. Appreciate the call. 343-0106. And let's go to Buck in downtown Hurley. Hey, Buck.
Hey, good morning. Okay, so we need to help Quinn out here a little bit. Vaping is bad. Vaping something laced is worse. He's lost his friggin' mind this morning.
Well, I mean, what do you think? His idea is that don't do like Republicans did in the 70s here surrounding Watergate. There was a different thing going on there in Watergate. When the tapes came out, I mean, if I was a Republican and the tapes came out with what was on them, I'd have said, well, sorry, I'm not going to be able to stand with the president. Now, this is a different story. All the tapes, if they were, would be the transcript in this case, and it's been released already. The president released them.
Correct. And Quinn's right in that aspect, right? So is this a bad business choice, a political choice, to just put yourself out there with no way back on record and without some sort of proof? You need to wait, be a little more patient. But he's completely lost his mind when he says that this isn't orchestrated. You have Schiff speaking to the whistleblower prior to the whistleblower being the whistleblower.
Thank you.
And then you have a law firm that I heard this morning that is actually soliciting for more whistleblowers, saying that they will support them. Completely orchestrated.
Can you imagine the ad running?
That was a bad
The law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe is looking for people like you that may have been a whistleblower on the president's call with the president of Ukraine. If this is you, right now call 1-800-WE-TELL or something like that.
Have you been harmed by the Trump administration?
That's crazy. Yeah, be a whistleblower today. We'll support you for free.
Thank you, Buck. Man, appreciate it.
Quinn's argument to not act like some of the Republicans during the Watergate trials. There's also an argument if you're a Democrat to not act like the Republicans in 1998 and by impeaching before you know that you're gonna, you know, for a fact get the president out of office. There's a new poll that came out, and I know how we feel about polls around here. They're not correct most of the time. All the time. They're not correct all the time.
A broken clock is correct twice a day, right?
Right. But we've been, they've been throwing around the polls like a majority of Americans want to see an impeachment.
Yeah, 58% was the thing out this morning.
Yeah, so we've seen different numbers there. But also, there's a new Hill-Harris poll, and talk about a website that certainly I don't think rides for the president, The Hill. They've put out plenty of negative articles about the administration. But a new Hill-Harris poll that came out on October 2nd, so nearly a week ago, but nearly a week after the impeachment trials began is when they, the impeachment inquiry began is when they went out and took this poll, and it finds it is highest approval rating yet. He's up to 49% in this poll's approval rating, and the lowest disapproval rating he's had at 51%. You remember he won the election on 46% of the vote, so a 49% approval rating in a poll from The Hill. Yeah, it's growth. You know, so the Democrats that are sure that this is a slam dunk, I'm not sure that all the Democrats in Washington feel that way.
Let's go back to the phones at 343-0106. Old man. I that's what it says on the screen. I'm not calling you old man. It just says that.
Well, I am. Look, Pelosi took this out of Judiciary Committee where it should have been to keep the Republicans from being able to subpoena witnesses and put it in intelligence with Schiff just to drag Trump through the mud. At the end of the day, they are going to have to allow Republican House members subpoena people, and the first one they're going to subpoena is going to be Schiff. They're not going to have a vote to impeach him in the House. That's just a charade, waste of taxpayers' money. Y'all have a nice day.
Thanks, old man.
That's
I can say that. That was what it said on the screen. That was the ID for the person.
I just want somebody to call in as Fat Man. We call him Thanks, Fat Man.
Just wait. He'll do it for you. We'll be right back. Right, 850 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, also the sponsor of the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Oddly enough, we had a online opinion poll question called the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Then 1-800-GOT-JUNK stepped up and said, hey, would you like us to sponsor that?
That's crazy. That's cool.
It's funny how that works. Hey, it's my buddy Trey working at Mobile in Baldwin County. So the last 11 years, they've been doing this, commercial properties, residential properties. If you've got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Maybe you got a storage unit you've been paying on for over a decade and you'd like to get it cleaned out. and take that off the ledger of things you pay. Get them to come out and clean out the storage unit or maybe something around your house. You know, people think about things inside their house like a junk room or junk up in the attic or something like that. But train the crew. I mean, swing sets, okay. They can take that. You got a shed in the back. They can clean out the shed. They can take the shed while they're at it. If you want to get junk gone, whatever kind of junk, you need to get that appointment with 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or just pick up the phone. Easy to make that appointment, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And Dalton, not to be picking, but when they say there's a specific day and a specific time that they show up, that's when they show up.
That's good to hear, because I've dealt with my share of companies that don't show up at a specific day or a specific time. Actually, they show
up at
a random day or a random time, but not 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We'll be there sometime in October. Now, it's not how it works with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, so give them a call. Set up that appointment today. Also, before people get too happy with my commentary this morning, I am going to, on the bid date show, and Dalton knew it when he was walking down the hall, talk about the deficit spending going on.
It's less than $1 trillion, Sean.
By just a couple billion, right?
Yeah, that's all.
It's, I don't care who's in the White House. I'm not going to change my tune. The deficit situation with this nation, our republic, is going to be the... if it's not going to be the death of our republic, it's sure going to hamstring us going forward. But we'll talk about that on the midday show. Jerry is in Baldwin County. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Listen, I just wanted to call and give the Democrats credit for knowing that they can't nail Jell-O to the wall. But I think they firmly believe if they throw enough mud, something's going to stick. And they just hope enough of it sticks to just try and put a wrench in the work.
Well, okay. You know, that was my idea, too, when they launched this impeachment inquiry, when they did. I thought they would do it later. I mean, for just political effect, if I'm a Democrat strategist, I'm doing this. I'm probably firing this up January, February, you know, not September, October. But maybe they can keep it just simmering out there enough that they think it'll do political damage for the president.
Well, my thing is the whistleblower. I mean, the whistleblower, it takes this long for the whistleblower to come forward. I mean, if it's as important or as bad as they think or say it is, it should have come forward almost immediately, but I think they were just kind of saving this until later.
There we go. Appreciate the call. By the way, on our side note here at the online opinion poll question, Lisa says, my compassion is thin on people raising Cain on moving Halloween. Apparently, nothing can ever be as it should, from the Constitution all the way down to so-called calendar holidays. It's exhausting.
Yeah, everybody's got to have their own opinion out there, I guess. Well, it's not bad to have an opinion. It's just that everyone thinks their opinion is 100% right and that everyone should fall in line.
Yeah.
But there's also money involved here, too.
That is correct. I think that's the big motivator for them bringing this up each year, because I think they will sell more costumes and candy and all that kind of stuff with a Saturday Halloween.
Yeah, if they get this through, then the next thing they'll be saying, ban fun-sized candies and only give away the big candies. That way they can make big candy can make more money.
Just think about that. Because they always make these things about the children.
Mm-hmm.
We're worried about children choking on fun size as they wolf down the Snickers.
Yeah.
So we want to have laws requiring only full-size Snickers to be out there so the children, it's not a choking hazard.
This is just where it starts.
It's for the children.
Big Halloween. Hey, I want to get your take
big
on...
Big Halloween. Hashtag Big Halloween.
I want to get your take on something the Politico put out there. And they're talking about Trump and the impeachment and withdrawing from Syria, kind of all of these mashed into one.
Okay.
Here's the headline. President Trump has officially changed the Washington conversation from impeachment to a unified bipartisan opposition to a sudden decision to abandon the Kurds in Syria. So they think that by pulling the troops out from there in the Middle East, that this is all just Trump pulling the wool over the American people.
All right. So this is a smokescreen.
Right. That's according to Politico.
But how long does that smokescreen last? You know, if it was a smokescreen, I mean, I see what they're saying. I don't know if I don't agree with it. If it was a smokescreen, it only has, this has a shelf life of however long it takes to get the troops out there and see what Turkey does. And why would the president want to have Republicans aligned against him when he's going into the election? So I don't get that.
Yeah.
And dealing with the impeachment thing. If anything, he should make them happy, right?
Right. And you could also argue it the other way, that he feels strongly enough that he won't actually be impeached, that he's going ahead and pulling the troops out of Syria while this is big in the news.
And by the way, I think the president or somebody said it was 50 troops. Y'all, I've seen something that says 1,000 troops, and I'm not telling you your opinion's wrong because it's one or the other. I'm just saying, and I'm going to try to still get the facts. Some people saying 50 troops. I'm seeing 1,000. And my real take was this, I think it was Senator Cruz yesterday that tweeted that Erdogan said he was going to slaughter the Kurds.
Yeah.
Y'all, the Kurds stood with us. They have been the most reliable partners in that region, and they're not a nation. I know it's hard because it's not like a nation. We can't go see their president and all that. But as an ethnic group that is in Iraq, is in Syria, is in Turkey to some degree, Kurdish folks have been, and they have a lot to gain. They have a reason to be an ally of the United States. Maybe they get a nation out of it. Maybe they get more influence. But the Kurds have been our allies. And if you said, okay, we can't stay there forever. And I'm a person like Quinn Challenge. I'm not the neocon. I'm the person who liked President Trump campaigning on the fact that we're going to get out of foreign entanglements. But you got to do it easy with a group like the Kurds. I think we owe them that.
Right? Yeah, there's on our website right now, this story is at the top of the three big things. There are some crazy pictures from the Associated Press. They're there in Turkey on their side of the Syrian border, and they actually have a map. This guy next to a map, he's holding the Turkish flag, and the map is of Turkey's suggested operation in Syria. I mean, they are so forthright about what their plans are here, and saying that they won't bow to the U.S. pressure to not invade. But I've never seen that, where they're putting, I guess, their operations out there in the wide open for everyone to
see. First we go here, and then we go here. And then we have a pincher movement, and we run the rest of the troops here. By the way, before we wrap up here, and by the way, Mike Gallagher show on next. We'll be back at noon today for Midday Mobile. A news flash here from WZTV. Okay, WZTV. Harbor Freight Tools is recalling 1.1 million folding knives due to laceration hazard. Recall involves Gordon folding knives sold at Harbor Freight stores nationwide. And they give the dates on it and all that. They said the blade can cut you,
no,
which was surprising for a Harbor Freight knife that it was sharp enough to...
According to low blow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I do love you, Harbor Freight. I'll be in there sometime this week. Said seven reports of the locking mechanism, the knife not working, and then people getting laceration injuries. I was just surprised that it had a sharp enough blade to cut you.
Make no mistake.